podcast is for big kids over 8 years old.
ABC Listen.
I'm going to a party on Friday night. Hundreds of teenagers are going to be locked in a big hall for a few hours with loud music, a disco ball, smoke machine, and a whole heap of cops.
Wait.
What?
Wait.
They did what?
They did what?
They did what?
What? What? What?
That can't be true.
What?
What? What? What?
That blows my mind.
That's wild.
What?
They did
that's
did
what?
Ridiculous.
So wrong.
Wait.
They did what?
What?
What? Yeah. Wait. They did what? Is the pod that makes us scratch our heads about the weird things old people used to do. Today, we're pulling on our baggy jeans, midriff tops, platform sneakers, maybe a scrunchie or butterfly clip in our hair. I know, that sounds like stuff people wear today, but it was also 1990s drip, and that was the peak era of something called the Blue Light Disco.
I was thinking it might have been a disco with like lots of bright lights. And like lots of partying.
But I think that instead of there being like a disco ball, probably there would be like blue LED lights.
It's a disco that has a blue light.
All logical answers. But they were called blue light discos because police have blue lights on their cars. Or something like that. And what do police do?
Save the day from crime, putting people in jail that does bad stuff.
It's time to fight crime, people.
Yeah, what they said.
I mean, yeah. That too. But in the 1980s and 90s, cops were also in charge of blue light discos.
In about 2 hours' time, this big hall at the St Bernard Recreation Centre at Campbelltown will be filled with about 1,500 kids for a disco. What's so unusual about that? Well, once inside this disco, they can't drink, they can't smoke, and they can only leave with difficulty. Because this is a blue light disco run by our police.
1,500 kids? Chaos! But that reporter also gave us a bit of a clue about why these discos were held. Did you catch it?
Because sometimes teenagers can be really dumb. No offense.
So that it was like safer so they weren't like getting drunk and doing silly things that they shouldn't be doing. And so the police were there to supervise to make sure no one was doing the wrong thing and keeping everyone safe.
No! Teenagers do silly things? Never! Just ask these blue light disco divas in 1985.
One group of youngsters admitted their usual Friday night's entertainment was a little more radical.
Yeah, it's Garbra.
Just stayed at home.
Watch burn the outside.
Down drag racing.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe the police were onto something when they came up with the idea for blue light discos. They figured locking kids in a hall with music and lights would keep them out of other trouble. I mean, if I was a police officer, I'd rather be grooving at a disco than chasing down baddies on the mean streets like 90s Sergeant Dave here.
To me, it fills in a whole spot in my life that I can actually do something constructive for the community.
He says the weekly events go a long way in the fight against juvenile crime, getting young people away from the temptations of petty crime, smoking, drinking and drugs.
Gives them a choice. They don't have to try and get into licensed premises. They don't have to be drunk. They don't have to go to areas where really they're not catered for.
How would you feel about hanging out with the cops on a Friday night?
I'd feel a lot more safe, but, like, I'd feel, like, a lot more pressure if, like, I accidentally do something wrong. I'd be like, oh, no, they're going to catch me.
I'd also be nervous if they're there to make sure no one's doing the wrong thing, that someone will do the wrong thing.
I'd feel safe, but also a little uncomfortable because, honestly, I don't really like people just watching me when I'm trying to do something. It's a bit creepy, in my opinion.
I get it. But 80s and 90s kids said it wasn't so bad. Their parents liked them too, because of course they did. The police were free babysitters.
Well, my boy is 13, and it's the first time we've allowed him to go to a disco, mainly because we know it's going to be supervised, and I know that I can go away and come back and find that things have happened in the correct way.
Well, I thought it was a very good thing, and by the look of the amount of children that's here, it's something that's badly needed in the suburbs.
Blue light discos still exist in some towns across Australia, but they've mostly disappeared since the 90s when they were everywhere. Maybe it's time for them to make a comeback.
I feel like we should to like get away and like have some fun without
like our parents interrupting or anything.
Yeah, but parents should probably supervise, because then at least the police can still be out making sure everything's safe out of the disco area.
I say yes too, but there still should be some police, because what happens if you get lost and, like, there's a big room full of people? Where's your parents, guys? You're going to run through everywhere. Someone's probably going to say, hey, I'm your mother's friend. She told me to pick you up because she went to work. They just leave with the kid kidnapping them.
Whoa, that was a hectic answer. But you're right. The chance of kidnapping would be greatly reduced if the police were present.
I would not be frightened or, like, scared to go to that party. I would feel safe and secure.
And everyone wants to feel safe, right? Okay. Let's investigate how to bring blue light discos back. Detective Till is on the case. Till next time, I'll catch you on the next episode of everyone's favourite alternative to street crime. Wait, they did what?
What?
They did what?
They did what?
I can't believe that. Find weekly podcast episodes of Wait, They Did What? In the Kids tab of ABC Listen. You can also watch it on iView.
Guess what, quest heads?
That's what we call you now, the listeners of the Story Salad Quest Mode podcast.
New episodes are coming every week.
Each week, we take the start of your strange, mysterious, and totally unhinged stories,
which you've submitted via the Kids Listen website.
And we finish it off by making up the entirely improvised ending.
Find Story Salad Quest Mode episodes on the Kids tab of the free ABC Listen app.